Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the best of Game Time Decisions with Gabe Morency and Cam Stewart. Let's roll.
Very important things going on in the world right now, like the Toronto Raptors becoming the front runners to get Kawhi Leonard from the San Antonio Spurs. The odds makers, including the odds makers over at mybookie.ag, have the Toronto Raptors as the clear front runners right now, so much so that in fact it's even money. It's plus 100. And a word out of Las Vegas at the Summer League is that, yeah, you know, the Kawhi sweepstakes are nearly over. It's the Raptors. Yet nobody knows what the deal is. And, you know, the fact of the matter is the sportsbooks also had the Philadelphia 76ers as a favorite for LeBron James a couple of months ago. As well. So the sports books aren't always correct about this, but
they also went to the Lakers, Gabe, afterwards, and then he went there. So yeah. they readjusted the odds.
But when it comes to these special props, they generally don't make something plus 100 just for the sake of it, because they'll beat on the other, they'll get beat on the other side.
Great point.
With the other teams. We should note that the Spurs are also in the plus 100 range, that he stays. That wouldn't shock me if he stays with the Spurs, but it'll shock me if he plays for the Spurs. I think they're at a stalemate where Kawhi won't play for them, and they're not going to I don't think they want him in the room now anyways at this point in time.
And they also don't want to give him away for nothing at the end.
And doesn't Greg Popovich strike you as the type of guy that'll call his bluff and say, all right, you know what? We won't trade you.
We need something, though.
You know, he's going to say, we won't trade you, and you just don't play this year. We already they just played the last 2 years without him anyways. It's like, what difference does it make at this point? They didn't play with him last year anyways. They're not going to get held hostage. That's why the whole Laker thing didn't come into play. The Raptor thing makes sense, but Kawhi Leonard has put himself in a position where he doesn't want to play in San Antonio, yet he's only got 1 year left on his contract. So if he says, I don't want to play in San Antonio, but I'm willing to sign a contract extension with these, whatever, 10 teams or something, then they don't have a problem. They could easily freaking trade him.
Exactly.
But teams don't want to step up to the table and give what's fair worth for a player of Kawhi Leonard's quality for a guy who's a free agent at the end of the year.
See ya. He could be gone.
And a guy that's made no freaking secret about wanting to play in California, over and over. Now, the Lakers, he said that, but so did Paul George. I don't know, man. Kawhi Leonard will probably end up on the Golden State Warriors next year with everybody else. He'll say, "Screw it! I'm already rich. I'll just play for $5 million like Cousins." He'll replace Cousins after Cousins goes. So I'm Gabriel Morency alongside Cam Stewart. We'll talk about this Kawhi Leonard stuff. If you're a Raptor fan or a Spur fan, and I'm getting tweets from both of you right now. And both of you, all of you are pretty negative, but social media shouldn't be called social media because it's not social.
Social media?
Dickhead.
Rude media.
Dickhead media. The dickhead media says, like a Raptor fan saying, we're going to screw it up. And, you know, man, I hate Raptor fans. Well, you're not real Raptor fans. I should just say it. I hate people that tweet me about the Raptors. It's the best way. I can't lie. Like, I'm just...
Just the facts.
I just I must roll my eyes like 20 times a day, dude, when I read some of the crap that people send me.
It actually makes sense for the Raptors, though, for the books to make them the favorite. They're in a perfect situation, and you talked about it, Gabe, with Lowry. That's the guy. You can get rid of Lowry. You can plug in Van Fleet, DeLon Wright. There's a lot of things that you could do
The thing with Kyle Lowry is he's got 2 years left on a deal.
Yep.
This year and the following year. Mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard's got 1 year left on a deal. So it's sort of right then and there, we're almost sort of even. Like, we're not, you know what I mean? I know Masai Ujiri doesn't like DeMar DeRozan for some reason or another, but we can't give away DeMar DeRozan. Like, you know, if you trade DeMar DeRozan, you trade, it's almost like trading P.K. Subban for Shea Weber. You're trading an old, you're trading a young dude for a dude that's only going to be there 1 year, that's got injury problems.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know how healthy Kawhi Leonard actually is.
That's another great point. He hasn't played in so long, we don't know. He could be breaking down. It's a really good point. And anyway, I think it makes total sense for the Raptors. And the Spurs want to get something out of the deal, too. They're not just going to wait till the end of the year, Gabe, and go, okay, you can have him for free. Popovich doesn't seem like that type of guy. And then they can rebuild the team. I think it makes total sense for both sides. I'm with you. I think it should be Lowry, not DeRozan. You got a couple of kids that you could plug in there. And
well, they're going to have to.
Make the deal, you make the deal.
You know, Kyle Lowry is an all-star. Kyle Lowry is an Olympian. But Kyle Lowry is also older.
He's getting very old.
Yeah, they let Tony Parker go. They just let Kyle Anderson go. They don't really have a point guard. So it leads me to believe that I think that Lowry's going to be part of this. The Raptors aren't re-signing Lowry after 2 years.
No.
The Raptors have also shown that the team needs to be shaken up a little bit. Not completely deconstructed, but if you lose Kyle Lowry, but you get Kawhi Leonard, you still have a powerful lineup.
Big time.
DeMar DeRozan can score. Kawhi Leonard's just good all around. Ananobi's like a junior Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green type. JV is a good offensive player. And
the young players are great too. They got a lot of experience. The second
string
guys.
Suddenly Van Fleet, who whatever seemed to be on the court more than Kyle Lowry was last year. Anyway,
he's going to be your guy.
You
said
what
it.
Difference does it make? Oh, we traded Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. Van Fleet was the one taking the shots anyways at the end of the games.
Damn right.
Maybe this year he'll actually make the damn shot. Right.
Yeah. Like, true.
But I am a big DeLon Wright fan. I think
I love DeLon Wright too.
He deserves more of a chance, right?
He's a freak. His athleticism, I think, is off the charts. He's raw right now. He's getting better all the time, getting more confident. Gabe, you saw him at Utah. This kid's skilled, and every time I see him out there, I see him growing. I think he's going to grow into a star. I love his game, too. The second string guys
that
they have.
Well, I'm not going to say star, but I'll say that he could grow into being an effective point guard in the NBA. Star is a strong word.
It is strong.
Star is a little too strong.
I like the kid. I think he's got tremendous upside.
Truth be told, there are really few people who develop into stars in the NBA. You know what I mean? Like, there's not many guys that have. He's been in the league for 3-4 years now. If he was going to be a star, like he could, if given a chance, he could be a very productive player, a starting player.
Yep.
But there's not too many guys that, oh, yeah, he's been in the league for 5 years, and look, suddenly he's a star. I guess Oladipo sort of raised it up
a
notch, but
that's a good call. Oladipo really,
Oladipo is much better than DeLon Wright.
Yes,
like Oladipo was
on
a
different level.
He was on a higher level coming out of college. True. He's a higher level in the NBA.
Yep,
he's had more production. DeLon Wright's never really had any production in the NBA. He's shown flashes in games where he can be good, but that was the problem with Dwayne Casey, the coach of the Raptors. Casey didn't like young players. That's why he won so many regular season games. Like, he mixed young players in, but that was Masai Ujiri, the GM, forced him to do it.
The core were vets.
He preferred to go with, you know, that's why P.J. Tucker freaking played all the time when he was on the team. Like, you know, so expect the Raptors to get a little bit younger, so it'll be interesting to see. But it appears as though that it's real, all right? It's been going on for about 4 or 5 days now, and nobody's put this out. It seems that the Raptors are the front runners right now, and they're trying to get this done before the Summer League is over. And the Summer League is over, I believe, like this weekend. So
time to move.
Yeah, they're looking to get this done.
No, you say it though, man. Like you're going to be doing this thing quick. And I look at the sports books, and for them to address something and bring a team to an even money, like even money, Gabe, that's so significant. Like that's absolutely huge. Like, you know, you're not talking about plus 400, plus 600. They're even. So obviously something like these guys wouldn't put out a number like that. Basically where there's smoke, where there's fire, there's something going on. The question is a deal going to get done?
And it also could accelerate another team actually trying to do a deal and getting in, saying, you know what, screw the Raptors. We're going to get in on this.
We'll push our offer in.
I don't know. The Philadelphia 76ers supposedly have offered Markelle Fultz. But I don't, you never really know if any of the things are true, right? One thing that leads me to believe that this is true with the Spurs and the Raptors is The Spurs don't let things leak. Greg Popovich and Buford, they're not. We're not talking about LeVar Ball here.
No, these guys are tight-lipped.
Greg Popovich's not going to be on the Chris Cuomo show tonight, you know, talking about the Kawhi Leonard situation, you know what I mean? Like, the Spurs are pretty private. Like, they really don't tip their head, the San Antonio Spurs. And the Toronto Raptors are as well. It's a combination of two things. Number one, Masai Ujiri's always been very good at not really letting people know what he's up to. And number two, the people that cover the Toronto Raptors aren't very good at their jobs.
Not too slick?
Like, there's no insight I heard this.
I am not an insider.
Yeah, it's like, well, dude.
It's a report.
You get paid to cover the damn team. I really don't understand. Like,
get on the blower. Start talking.
Yeah, like,
I'm with you. Yeah, exactly.
Throw your fans something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, throw the fans. Like, if
your job is the Raptors reporter and you wake up and see these stories.
I'm talking about like
odds.
An Eric Smith, a Michael Grange, Doug Smith.
All those guys, yeah.
It's your job. Like, you cover this team, and the big buzz in the NBA is the team that you cover is getting the most sought-after guy in the league besides LeBron James.
It's the top story on CBS Sports in the NBA section.
Yet why is it that the guy in the Washington Post is the one that broke the story?
Great point. It's
like Tim Bomtop's at the NBA Summer League, Washington Post, and he's the one that broke it. Spurs and Raptors close to closing this deal. It's like,
where are the guys?
I don't know. I guess they're up in Muskoka something. Like
they're cottaging. Yeah, that's right. Hit the lake.
I don't know, they're drinking wine or something like that. They're with Babano.
What, the good life?
Yeah.
Laissez-faire.
Yeah, and not good life fitness.
No.
It's actually a miracle. I've never been arrested in a Vegas casino before. I've gotten pretty belligerent as well in casinos over the years. I got into it with a off-duty cop at
the Circus.
Circus, March Madness.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Tennessee Volunteer.
Yeah.
Hello.
They had a sting operation going on, those guys.
See who,
they were leaving money on the table. I noticed them all weekend, those dudes, right?
They were kind of out of place.
They were. They're out of place. I was like, who are these guys? And I noticed, too, like every day they're always wearing different university stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was a table and the same guys. They're always wearing Gopher stuff every day. They were the Minnesota guys. Like these guys.
Yeah. They weren't hanging out with Rock Chalk Jayhawks.
Yeah. And they were like, they all had white hair in their 50s and stuff. They were changing. So anyways, yeah. So I was dropping F-bombs. That's all I was doing.
Okay. You were on fire that day.
I was getting worked up about a basketball game, and the guy told me to watch my language. And I said, who are you, head of security? He goes, no, LVPD. And he bust out a badge and stuff. And then it all came together, and I realized. I was like, that's why you guys are leaving money on the table all the time.
Waiting for somebody to steal it.
Yeah. No, that was their deal. They were
trying
to get people.
They want to see who's gonna take the bait.
Because I noticed the money too, because the table was right where the ticket for Tibet.
Yeah, it was just right on the angle.
So that's why they picked that spot too.
They could see everything.
No, because they could get people that are standing in line. They could reach over on the table and grab it. So that's, you know, that it's first they started, they had like just ones and a couple of fives and stuff like that. But I noticed as the days were going on, these guys were leaving like hundreds on the table and stuff. And what they do is, you know, they'd get up and they'd leave a bunch of sports tickets on the table and a couple of $100 bills. And they'd get up and they sort of walk around the book for a second, sort of look the other way. But, you know, they're always like watching for someone to reach over, and then they were going to grab them. And it's funny, too, because I came this close once to telling the guy, hey, what are you leaving your money? I said, bro, I swear to God, once I was going to tell a guy, I was going to, hey, sir, I wouldn't be leaving the $200 on top of the table like that. But I didn't say anything because I thought the guy was a jerk anyways. And
that's right. You didn't care about his money.
No,
somebody steal it.
I really didn't care. No, I was like, I wasn't going to steal it, but I was like, well, whatever. If someone else does, it's not my problem. So. But no, it all made sense. Turned out he was a cop. They had a little undercover sting going on. Just as Stormy Daniels got nailed in an undercover sting last night in Columbus, Ohio. As you know, it's nice to see that the police in Ohio don't mind the touching and the groping that goes on down at Ohio State University's wrestling room. But you guys have a problem with the touching and groping going on at a local strip club as Stormy Daniels was appearing in Columbus.
Nice.
And Columbus police sent undercovers to get lap dances from her and then charged her for sexual contact.
Come on. That sounds like entrapment to me.
It's an undercover sting. A real great police.
Yeah. Wait, were you going after? Like, really? That's the problem, going after a porn star who's trying to make a little bit of cake on the side? That's a good idea.
She allegedly touched one of the policeman's penis.
Oh, I touched his junk. Oh, okay, fair enough.
You can't get anybody touch your junk.
Yeah, have a good weekend, buddy. Touch your junk. No, I don't know. You know what, Gabe, and the whole hierarchy of things, who cares?
She looks good in the in the mugshot, actually.
It's a classy mugshot?
Charges already dismissed. I got to tell you, this is like the best picture we've seen of her in a long time. Like, it really is a good picture.
Oh, she looks fantastic. She looks like she's going out on a dinner date.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, most mugshots, you look pretty beat down. Not hers. Glamour shots.
I was trying to find the name of the fine
establishment.
Sirens. It's a good name.
Sirens
Gentlemen Club.
I like sirens, yes.
Sirens Gentlemen's Club. The best name for a strip club I've ever seen was in Montreal years ago. It was called Teasers.
Yeah, Teasers is a great name.
It was great.
It's Teasers. That's exactly
what
it is.
You bet some football teasers and you go to Teasers for a dance.
You get teased, yep.
Yeah, Sirens. So charges against adult actress Stormy Daniels for allegedly touching three undercover detectives. What, three? You need to send three of them.
Yeah. The first guy couldn't do the job.
Like, I hope I hope these guys were married, like the cops. Yeah, I hope their wife is like, so what? Did you volunteer? I'm sure you had to be the one, eh?
Yeah, I thought
you had to be the one, eh, Jim, to go down there and get your junk touched by Stormy Daniels. I'm sure you volunteered.
I thought you were working the late shift with Joe, but you decided to go undercover. Exactly.
She's gonna be like, I'm at home worried, sick. Well, I'm thinking you're dealing with gangsters, and really you're getting a hand job from Stormy Daniels.
Right. He's not out at Dunkin' Donuts with his buddy.
Sorry, honey, it was undercover work. I'm keeping Columbus safe.
All right, just lap dance.
I'd like to know, like, I'm sure there was no other crime committed in Columbus, Ohio last night, right?
Seriously.
Well, they were spending three cops. They probably had, like, a mobile van in the parking lot. All right, Stormy Daniels just touched his junk. Swarm! Yeah, charges have already been dropped.
Nothing. Yeah.
Daniels, who has gained notoriety for suing President Donald Trump following an alleged affair, has faced three misdemeanor counts of illegally touching a patron. Man, how come I never get illegally touched?
Yeah, I know. You just get the basic lap dance. You want the
Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, posted a $6,000 bail. Seems a little steep.
That's very steep. $6,000? Come on. For what? What, for getting a guy an erection? That's a stiff fine.
Under a law that was passed in Ohio in 2007, Ohio State University must recruit as many thugs as possible. No, Ray, I just made that up. Under an Ohio law passed in 2007, an employee who regularly appears nude or semi-nude at a sexually oriented business is prohibited from touching patrons. And this is where it gets pretty twisted, except for family members.
What? So buddy's wife's dancing. He comes in. Here's your lunch, honey.
I guess so.
That's what it is. Like, it's like, hey, give her a hug before the shift starts or something. I don't. It's whatever.
Because Daniels does not regularly appear at the club, the charges were dismissed.
Yeah. They bring in big acts.
The district attorney basically.
He laughed at it.
The district attorney is probably thinking, you stupid. Yeah, like,
this is your big sting operation. Good work, fellas.
Yeah. He said, I've determined that crimes were not committed based on the fact that Ms. Clifford has not made a regular appearance in this establishment as required under the law.
Isn't she allowed to give a lap dance?
I like this. The arrest of Daniels and two others is part of a long-term investigation into allegations of human trafficking, prostitution, and other vice-related violations.
Yeah, I'm sure Stormy Daniels is involved in the trafficking business.
Oh, man, business is going to go up for her now just because now people know that she's going to. Look at this. The officers observed Stormy Daniels fondling breasts of female customers in the club. You guys, like, way to ruin, like, a great night at Columbus. Like, seriously. Like, so what, like, yeah, so, like that, that's, so that's one of the things that she got charged with, for touching
for
another.
Breasts.
Yeah.
Not family members.
When officers witnessed those activities, three detectives approached the stage. Daniels allegedly made her way toward two detectives, leaned over, and grabbed their faces. She shoved each of their faces between her breasts, court documents say. She then fondled a third officer's buttocks and breasts, and then forced the officer's head between her breast and smacked the officer's face with her breast.
Sounds great. Part of the act.
Daniels, Miranda Panda. It's a great name.
Miranda Panda?
Miranda Panda.
Yeah, nice.
And Brittany Walters. Great. Also a great name. We got a tweet yesterday, actually, from a dude that says his father's name was Angus.
Angus.
His brother's name's Odin, when you were talking about great
Odin
names.
Odin
like Chesterfield.
And yeah, Chesterfield Stewart, yes. His name is a sofa. It's unbelievable. Guy's name's Chesterfield. I don't understand, Gabe. Like, you're telling me this story. Like, I still fail to realize what she did wrong. Like, don't you as a strip club bring in an act and they're supposed to do those things as part of being the main feature, like they do it for your eyes only or whatever? Isn't that part of the appearance fee?
I'm very, very, very surprised that Michael Avenatti has anything to say about this because he normally is very, very tight-lipped.
Yes.
He normally doesn't, you know, speak to the media. Avenatti says she was arrested for allegedly allowing a customer to touch her while on stage in a non-sexual manner. Are you kidding me? They're devoting law enforcement resources to stings operations for this. Avenatti said Daniel was arrested while performing the same act she's performed across the nation at nearly 100 strip clubs. This was a setup and politically motivated. It reeks of desperation. We will fight the bogus charges.
I agree with them for the first time ever.
Great business, great publicity for Siren Strip Club.
You're, you said it. It's going to go through the roof.
It doesn't say whether she's appearing this evening or not.
I don't think so.
I've actually been in a strip club before when during a vice raid before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like, seriously, like, you're in there and, like, boom, raid, like, everybody full on.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That must have been wild.
Yeah, without getting too graphic, the performer, Tangerine Dream, she used to be a regular on my show.
Oh, yeah.
And she invited somebody on the stage to, what's the best way of putting it? To
be part of the act?
Yeah, to help her.
Yeah, help with some props?
Yeah. Yes.
You like that one?
Yeah,
the prop builder.
Yeah, exactly, like the prop tool builder. Yeah. We'll put it this way. He inserted some props.
Yes, I get it.
She invited people to insert props. Insert props. And, it didn't end well.
No, it didn't end well.
You know what her big skill was? She used to smoke a cigarette.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Like blow circles. Like she could do shapes?
Yeah, like, no, like she'd inhale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Inhale like the cigarette and
blow
smoke rings out.
Oh, fantastic. She's an artiste.
And I'm not talking about the mouth.
I know. I'm quite aware. Lower.
It's kind of, I don't know. If you're a smoker, I guess.
If you're a smoker, I guess it's pretty cool. That's pretty wild, though. I like. I'm not going to say I do like Drex.
If you're a smoker, it's not like really like it's just kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
No,
the police in Columbus, Ohio.
I agree with the lawyer.
I agree with Avenatti. You guys got nothing better to do?
Yes. Let the woman have some fun.
Well, let the patrons have some fun.
The patrons, good point. Even more so.
Say what you will about Stormy Daniels, but leave the patrons out of it. Think about the guy that, you know, has the story. Man, I went to the club with my girlfriend last night. Stormy Daniels was making out with her.
Yeah, started fondling her.
Yeah, it was a great time. And then the cop showed up and shut it down. Like, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Who are you really hurting here? Avenatti's probably going to figure out a way to sue you guys.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, sirens, you better call the lawyer.
In Stormy Daniels' mugshot, too, she just sort of has that look of like, I'm going to figure out a way to get you back for this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to upset Stormy Daniels.
No. That's
I wouldn't want to have Avenatti on my...
No, that guy looks like the type of guy who won't quit. He looks like a real shark.
No, he's like a non-giving-upper type guy.
Yeah, a non-giving-upper type guy.
He's like a non-giver-upper. 17 of the last 18 teams to have the lead at the half of a World Cup semifinal went on to the World Cup final. England trying to avoid becoming just the second team in World Cup history not to advance to the final. They have a corner kick coming up right now, and 9 of their 12 goals in this tournament have been on set pieces, free kicks, i.e. corners. There's the English Samba line that they have, and now they'll split up as the ball is in the air. The ball is in the air. And man, that ball looked like it was going in.
Was a fast ball.
I think it hit the Croatian defender in the face.
It looked like it did. It came in there hot. That was a fastball right to the melon.
Now, if it was a handball or an arm ball, the guys on Britain would be freaking out right now.
Let's see this.
I think it hit the guy right in the face. Watch.
Yep. Hard header.
Let's see?
No, off his head.
He headed it out. Yeah.
Good call. No, that was some good. That ball looked really, really dangerous.
You know, people talk about football concussions all the time. You know, these guys, it's not good.
Oh, no. A soccer ball still, like, yeah. You're using your bare head. There's no helmet.
People think, oh, you're 8 years old, like, you know, in your backyard heading a ball. It's not the same, dude. You see these guys steaming a corner in?
Exactly.
You want to get your head in the way of it?
No, it's like you're right. It's a heat-seeking missile.
Yeah.
It's like a hot sphere. No, you're right, man.
Like, even the goalie earlier in the game, even the goalie on Croatia flinched once.
No, people think.
But he booted a ball. He didn't want to get hit by it, and he sort of hid behind the net cam. And I was thinking, he's a goalie even.
Yeah.
It was sort of on an offside. Kane drilled it on the side of the net. The Croatian goalie sort of like flinched for a second. He knows. He doesn't want to get hit in the face with a soccer ball.
If you're England, though, Gabe, Croatia's won the last two games on kicks. You might want to take care of your business in extra time.
Yeah.
Croatia has had that the luck of the kick. But then England has won on kicks as well.
Exactly.
So both teams very successful. We'll see what happens here. But lots of chances.
Exactly.
Lots of chances. Crazy day today. Well, so many things going on. It's weird for a Wednesday, buddy. Like with Wimbledon, the quarterfinals there. I was watching a little bit of tennis before the match. Kevin Anderson of South Africa beating Federer in 5, 13-11 in the fifth, too. Like, absolute, that's a death match right there. And Raonic was beating Isner in the first, and then classic Raonic, Gabe. He loses the next three. He just can't get over the hump, this guy. I got to tell you something. He's a hard guy to cheer for. He's a hard guy to cheer for.
No killer instinct.
Like, you talk about it as a Canadian, like, I'm just like, nah, I don't even know. Go Isner.
What's going on here?
Did I see cards? Oh, he's just frolicking for the crowd. Was it hard tackle? Ooh.
Nah,
nothing. That's an accidental slide and kick.
Nah. The guy in Croatia's...
faking it.
Yeah.
That's called faking it.
You know what? Embellishing.
Yeah, embellishing is a good word.
He didn't dive. He went down.
Yeah.
Dude, this is the World Cup semifinal, bro.
Like, time for some embellishment?
No, but these players are too much. Like, it's like hockey. You know, like in the NHL, it's just sort of known. Listen, we're not going to call anything. It's up to you guys. You guys are going to beat the crap out of each other, and whatever happens, happens here, because that's the way that you would want it. You don't want a ticky-tack.
No, you don't. You want it to be on
card or anything like that, but... Oh.
Lots of dangerous plays right now.
All right. Dude on England, I think, just pulled his hamstring.
Yeah, he looks very hurt.
He wouldn't be faking it in that part of the field. Look, it's his hamstring.
Yeah, he's hobbling.
All right. Croatia pressing right now. England have been on their freaking heels for the last 40 minutes, man.
Like, I told you, when you were going out to take the trash there, and Croatia had an open net and rung it directly off the post, it was unbelievable. Like, the fact they didn't score there, they've had major chances in the second half.
Yeah, there were a couple of times earlier in the game, every time I stepped out for a second or looked away, Croatia would nearly score.
Exactly.
I had a pretty significant play on under 2.5 as well.
I'm glad you got it. It's
we
good.
Did hit the draw at plus 210. We told you to take the draw yesterday. We told you to take the 2.5 yesterday. I got England qualifying right now.
I got a small.
It's not the end of the world if they don't.
Yeah,
but
I got a small future on Croatia, which I'm just going to put on France anyway.
Well, you'll be in a nice head situation.
Yes, exactly. So whatever happens is going to happen.
No team had ever won two games in a row in penalty kicks before, Cam.
Interesting.
In the World Cup.
Could be the first time ever.
Well, Croatia has.
Oh, yeah. So told to make it three.
Yeah, so I'm saying.
A three spot?
Yeah. Are they really going to win three consecutive?
Who knows? It's kicks, man. Anything can happen. That's the thing. Psychologically, they've been. They've gotten the upper hand. They've been down in kicks
the
before
question
and come
is,
back.
The question is, can the most British-looking dude on the team come through? My boy Pickford.
Oh, yeah, Pickford, your goalie?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, it's Pickford. He just loved you. You're right. He is totally Brit.
It's funny, though. Like, they show the when during the national anthem, you know, like, there's a couple of brothers, a couple of other dudes, sort of like Beckham, like Harry Kane's got like the nice hair.
Yeah,
he's all tan. He plays in Spain.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Beautiful. Yeah, I know, the guy looks like he's living well.
Yeah, yeah, like he's living, like he's vacationing in Spain and stuff.
That's
like
right.
He's all nice. Then they got the Pickford. Like he looked like a Brit that like would have been on the team 20 years ago.
Yeah, spot a team.
He's all pasty white. His cheeks are kind of red. You know what I mean?
Yeah, trust me, I know
he's
that.
He's got
look.
No tone whatsoever. No, this guy.
Yeah. That's the Brits. Like even me, I'm
look,
red.
Look, you'll see him when you see a shot. He's just
milk.
A pasty white Brit dude, man. Like
it's milk, total milk, milk with a little bit of a blood rush. I know.
He made a hell of a save, though, in the other game to save them in the penalty kicks a couple of games
that's
ago.
That's true. He was good in the
See, look at Kane.
Yeah, Kane looks like a playboy.
Yeah,
like,
Kane's
looks like
got the backup thing. Sure. You know, he's
smooth.
We'll get to Pickford. Like, if Pickford wants to get laid, he needs to go out with Kane.
You're saying, he's got to go hit the sun?
He's got to be like, he needs Kane as a wingman.
For sure.
He needs all right, so Mark Lawrence going to join us in about 10 minutes' time. We're going to talk some, what are we doing?
Conference USA. Yeah. We love Conference USA.
Two things I noticed about the Conference USA is, number one, there's actually quite a lot of good teams in the Conference USA this year. A lot of returning starters to the Conference USA. And the second thing I noticed about the Conference USA is there's a lot of freaking teams in the Conference USA.
Sure is. You're absolutely correct.
Like, dude, you know, I'm doing like a little mini preview before, you know, earlier in the day just to prepare for Lawrence. I just have to keep scrolling. I'm like, holy shit, UAB.
Lower Atlantic, FIU.
Like, it never ends. Like, Old Dominion. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah,
like,
Western Kentucky, University of Texas, San Antonio, UTEP, stop.
It almost gave me a headache.
Like,
it really did. I was like, are you kidding me?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
how many
seven,
teams?
Eight,
14
nine,
teams?
10, 11, 12, 14. You said it. Western Kentucky. Yep, 14 teams.
Dear God.
That's a big conference, man.
The CFL only has 9.
Well, yeah. Like, a lot of
the
new
conference
teams.
USA is bigger than the CFL. Like,
it's weird, too. Like, Charlotte hasn't been around for a long time. They're like a new breed team that's been there for a couple years. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a weird conference.
Yeah, Old Dominion, they're another team.
You know what it is, Cam? They basically raided. It's sort of Conference USA stole like the best teams from the Sun Belt a couple of years ago.
Yes, they did.
If you'll notice, like, you know, Marshall. Listen, Marshall are vagabonds. These guys have been bouncing around for
it's
years.
True.
Dude. Like, remember in the old days, Marshall, like with Byron Leftwich and
Chad Pennington.
Yeah, they were a MAC team. They were in the MAC.
They were definitely.
They were playing against Central Michigan, Ball State, Toledo, Akron, etc. They were a MAC team, and they dominated. They were very good in the MAC.
One team that's been in conference, Southern Miss seems to be a staple of that conference, even though a long time ago they've always been CUSA.
They've been Conference USA.
East Carolina used to be in CUSA, and they moved. That's the thing about these conferences. There's a lot of movement.
Exactly. Like some of those Conference USA teams split. They thought they were moving up the chain to join that American Athletic Conference.
which
is a pretty good conference.
What, the American Athletic?
Yeah, I like it. The AAE doesn't suck. It's hard to say.
You're right. You know what I've noticed? Just looking at Conference USA, Gabe, there look like some scrubs and some pretty quality teams. Like there's going to be some bottom feeders and some teams that can get
You know what there's going to be? Points. Overs.
Not a lot of defense here.
There's a few defenses, but there's a lot of teams, Cam, if you notice, with returning quarterbacks, like returning three or four wide receivers, returning coaches. It's almost the theme of the conference this year, the return. All right, somebody on Croatia's dead or something.
Well, that's the thing. This game's been going on a while, so I got a feeling there's going to be more bodies on the field. They're not bringing out the stretcher. I like when they bring out the plastic stretcher.
Speaking of dead, Papa John's stock not doing so well this afternoon. As Papa John dude, man, you could always tell the guy was a scumbag, all right? And, you know, you just knew.
I didn't like his fake black hair.
It's just fake black hair. You know, there were all kinds of instances of him, like at Louisville Cardinal games, being drunk and stupid, saying things to chicks and stuff. The guy was a walking Me Too hashtag, all right? And, you know, he bitched about Obamacare. Yep. Oh, I got to raise the price 25 cents on every pizza now.
Because I think it was only 15 cents.
Yeah, right? And people were like, dude, you know what I mean? Would rather pay 15 extra cents so your driver has insurance if he gets hit delivering the pizza.
Great point. Right? Yeah, so exactly.
He's just a jerk, right? He's just a jerk, this guy. And, of course, all right, here's a corner kick coming up for Croatia. Guy's casually leaning back.
Yeah, it's pretty like leaning back. You want to smoke?
Yeah, right. I hate when they do that. I'm glad they didn't do that. But can't fight a corner kick. You kick it into the box. Like I don't know.
Do.
I don't know why they pass it in. Yeah,
exactly.
Like you just took your big advantage.
Gives the defense
away.
Time to set too, and they know
it
what's
does.
Coming. A
like
lot
if
more.
I'm defending, I'd rather you guys do this than just randomly kick it in the box.
Nothing. No, yeah, exactly. Randomly kicking the box. You know what happens? Ball bounces off.
Exactly.
Heads. Things go wild. Crazy
stuff
goals.
Happens. Like you said, you don't know. You
crazy
drill it. You drill it in the box. It hits someone in the arm. Boom! You got a penalty kick.
Wow. Croatia's coach looks like a more drunker version of Roger Federer. Like he looks like Federer with a mini paunch kind. He's got the shirt going on. That's what Federer would look like if he wasn't a tennis player.
The Croatian coach was sweating before the game started. Yeah. Like he didn't look good like before. I'm telling you, I noticed. Like before the match started, he looked stressed.
Like when I come into the studio, just teams of sweat.
Like when he shook hands with Southgate. Southgate's a slick dude.
Yeah,
he has a nice suit on and stuff.
Best.
The guy from Croatia. You gotta love. Look at Pickford there. He's all pale.
Yeah, you're right. Pickford looks
like give me some water.
That's the British.
I need some water.
That's the British
Pickford,
guy I see in the bar.
Pickford's in the huddle. The first thing you see him, he's like to the guy, water. Like,
I don't blame Pickford. He's having problems.
There he is.
Yeah, that guy is totally like that. Is the
Pickford's thinking? God, it's hot in Russia right now, man. Like, it gets pretty hot in England though.
It does. It gets hot. I know. England, Scotland. It gets hot everywhere, buddy. It's a hot summer.
Yeah, so you're Scottish.
Yep. Kind of. I'm Canadian, but yeah, Scottish.
I'm Scottish.
Yeah, you're Scottish too. You don't sweat as much as I do. Though.
Ancestry DNA says I'm 7% British too.
Nice. Spot of tea, Morenci.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, my grandfather's name's Haggerty.
Haggerty. That sounds that could be Scottish, too. I know some Scottish Haggerty.
Yeah, it's Scottish.
Yeah.
And
you're right. He's got that link.
My grandmother's name is Brown.
Brown. That's my mom's maiden name.
Really?
Is it Browne, like the old way?
No.
No, it's just Brown, like Gary Brown, your alias.
And you can't make it up. Her brother's name was Charlie.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
My dad's uncle's name was Chesterfield.
No, was it?
Yes,
that's
it was.
Awesome.
Chesterfield Stewart.
That's awesome.
He was Chesterfield. He's a Chesterfield.
See, look at Southgate. Hello.
I know. This guy doesn't
Hello,
sweat.
Is it tea time yet? Southgate comes in wearing, like, he looks like a lawyer.
He sure does.
Like, Westgate looks like a lawyer coming in. Hello. Yeah, my client is clearly innocent.
You're right. The Croatian
guy. We have the Croatian guys, like the defense guys, shit.
He's got a bad dress.
He's telling his client, listen, buddy, you're going to jail, all right? This other lawyer is on top of things here. Like,
it's true. If they were both lawyers, I want Southgate to represent me.
I'd like to see the heart rate. That'd be great. Like, we should, you want to step up sports? I got ideas. Forget about different angles and stuff. I want to see, like, the algorithm, biorhythm of like the coach's hearts right now.
162.
Yeah, so he can go, oh, boy, look, he's stressed. You know what I mean?
Great call. You're right. I would like to see that, too. I would like to see the heart monitor.
Southgate's England are under more pressure here.
For sure. They're the whole nation of
it's
England.
It's coming home.
Croatia.
It's all that other crap.
Definitely. With the history.
Croatia only started playing in 1994. I mean, this is
a soccer nation, but England's got way more pressure. You're right.
Yeah, this is a exactly. But the expectation level.
Yeah. Like, if Croatia loses this game, I don't
think
there's
any problem. Like, if you told people before, listen, you made it to the semifinals, they'd be proud. Hey, that's pretty good. Croatia, hey,
yep.
Fourth. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Like, they'd
yeah,
be like,
them,
hey.
For them to make the semis is pretty big.
Exactly. So, but England now, they can taste it. They can taste
it. They can. He does. He has that, like, kind of like man and woman look too, like that cheesy
kind of looks. Chick.
He's got that look of that pasty chick who's like angry at the bar. Or just no. He's got that kind of like woman.
I told you.
He's as British.
Look. Look at some of the other dudes. You can't tell they're British.
No, they're tanned. I know.
You know what I mean? Like, the one dude's covered in tattoos. There, he's kind of tanned and stuff.
Yeah, Pickford's milky white.
Yeah, like Pickford. You look at him, it's like, oh yeah, that guy's British. You know.
Yeah. He's pasty.
It's like the Russian dudes. The Russian guys looked Russian.
They sure do.
Team Russia just looked like Russian dudes.
Croatians look like Croatians,
like,
too.
It's the type of thing, like,
tough.
If you didn't know, like, they didn't have, like, the flags on the screen, you had to guess what countries, like, you would be.
Russia.
Some teams you wouldn't know, right? Because it's more modern. You know, like Switzerland, actually. You know, Switzerland weren't all white guys.
No, they have all sorts of different types.
Yeah, they had like 9 different immigrants.
Would you say you would guess, Croatia's an Eastern Bloc country?
Oh, yeah.
Though.
You look
They
cool
have the look of fighters, not just soccer players. They want to fight you.
Dude, the Modric guy is as Croatian looking as it gets.
Listen to Game Time Decisions every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern.